This is a great season. The season that we are in, the season that the Lord has allowed us to be alive in, is such a privilege for us. This season is the anointed time that God has brought for us to be able to step in and thank Him and declare that He is good and declare that He is faithful and declare that He is righteous and that He is majestic and glorious. You know, I got a Christmas card this week from someone, and the whole card said Jesus. It's like, oh, not that the others weren't great, but it was just such a reminder of, you know, for all of us, not that we are a cliche group, Jesus is the reason for the season, but wow, there are certain things that are going on in the heavenlies all over the world during this season. God's tugging on hearts. He's drawing people. He's drawing each one of us into another place, a greater dimension, deeper into His arms of love, where when we hear these words that we're like, wow, on the inside, that we're not preoccupied going, yeah, that's nice, it's true, but that it really makes a difference inside of us. It really changes what's going on the inside of us, what we're feeling and what we're thinking. It's like, yes, God, You are amazing, God. You are so gracious. So I just want to begin tonight, as we worship the Lord, just begin just glorifying the Lord with testimony of His goodness. Not tons of details, but just glory to the Lord for what's going on right now. Okay? So just come on up as we're just worshiping the Lord, beginning to worship. Just come up. Glorify. Give God the glory. Not all the details and to say, good job, God. Let's give the Lord the glory with some details woven in. Amen?
I don't think Mike heard this, but anyway, Mike lost his wallet last night. Really simple. He was driving with Dan when he went to Sonic and hadn't found it since then. So today, he went to work without it, came tonight looking everywhere for it. So Mike and I in the back room, we just prayed to Holy Spirit. Well, Lord, we need this wallet. So we prayed and just believing and trusting that He'd bring it back. So we're sitting down, and Ann and Tony brought it in. They found it in the parking lot of all places. They brought it. It was drenched. But thank You, Lord. There's important things in there.
Last night at Heartland, Justin got my car because we were waiting for Kim to get there. And my car was off, and I went to start it, and nothing. Like, it sounded like a fuel pump went bad. And it just wouldn't start. And Justin just declared that it was going to start right after we got done Heartland. Got in the car, started right up like nothing even happened. Praise God.
Thank You, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Lord. This is amazing. These things are not small. These are big deals to God. God cares about every detail.
I was at the school yesterday, my school, and it was the Lord, because I haven't seen this guy since I was little. Like, I haven't seen him in 13 years, and we were so close. Our families were close when we were younger. We grew up together. I grew up with this guy, and I just saw him. He, for a split second, just walked past me. I was like, is your bus name Labassi? And he's like, Bethany? I was like, Daniel? And, like, this guy I haven't seen in 13 years, and he's going to our school. And when I was talking to him, I was just sensing, Lord, like, just the stuff that he's been going through, which has been hard. But it's just exciting because he wants to come to the edge on Sark State and everything. And I got his contact information, and it's just like such a connection from God.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Any other testimonies? Another testimony. You're getting stirred up here. Isn't our God good? The Lord provides. The Lord provides. Our 11-year-old car is getting better mileage now than it did when we got it. Our gasoline bill has gone down. It's getting like 2 or 3 more miles to the gallon than it did before. The Lord provides. Oh, thank You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Tony has something.
About 3 weeks ago, I was doing something kind of foolish, which I'd never do anything foolish, and I was climbing over a fence. And I fell backwards from on top of the fence about 5 feet up in the air, and I fell flat in my back and snapped my neck, and that that evening I came to the class we had at about 8 o'clock, and my neck was really stiff, and they prayed for it, and there was a heat and warmth, and the pain in my neck went away, and my back never hurt at all, which was pretty amazing. So, no, it's about 3 weeks ago. I was with Rick. Rick was treating me meanly.
Oh, you take your world in your hands with Rick. In good way. Good way. Praise the Lord for safety. This body has prayed for my father before. He has digestive tract issues, and he's had two surgeries. And we just took him to the Cleveland Clinic 2 weeks ago again, because everything that he eats comes right back up within, it's okay, within like a half hour. So we took him to schedule another surgery for January 6th. And we've been praying for him. Mike and Jane have been praying for him. And a friend had prayed for him. And he called me on the 14th and he said, I was coming home from Columbus today and I stopped at Arby's and I ate a chicken sandwich and apples, this, and french fries. He said, you know, I didn't throw it up. And I said, wow, that's great, Dad. And then the Lord prompted me to call him later on that night. And I said, so how'd supper go? And he said, he had cheese and ham and stuff. And he said, that stayed down. And so he called me this morning, which this is 6 days later. And he said, you know, he was talking about something else. I said, so how's the eating going? And said, oh, I haven't been throwing up anymore, and I had suggested him last week, write down what happens when you're eating. I said, you know, because the Lord very well could have healed you, Dad, you know, and so today he called and he said, should I postpone the surgery? And I said, well, his family doctor said, I don't know if I'd have that surgery if I were you. And he called me this evening to say that he called the Cleveland Clinic and told the nurse there that he thought God had healed him and he canceled his surgery. So we're praying into it, but he asked specifically, tell those people of yours not to stop praying.
Okay, people, not to stop praying. This is wonderful. We should all have some kind of testimony.
Well, I was in Iowa this past weekend visiting with Peter's family, and God just got to use both of us to release love into their hearts and got to pray with them without going into a lot of detail because it would take too much time. But it was just really cool to see God work in the family situation and draw them closer to the Lord and each other, and so it was cool.
I was just going to say, I heard Bill Johnson say that when you pray, you should pray for four different kinds of things. You should pray for some things that might happen anyway. They probably might happen. You should pray for things that you have no idea if they'll happen unless God intervenes. You should pray for things that God has to intervene for it to happen. And you should pray for things so far out that only a move of God Almighty could make them happen. He said that way you'll always have something to thank God for. So I'm not sure where this falls in there, but I lost my beige glove today when we went out for breakfast. And it was raining and we're under the car and we're in the parking lot and looked at home, everywhere. And we were at Bob Evans and they didn't have it and they're lost and found and everything. Finally, tonight, called them back again. Guess what? They found it. Now that's a very small thing, but it's exciting because if I'm going to find it, God has to find it, right? Amen.
This is a glory to God. I was getting home last night. It was like 4:30 in the morning. I got home and I was in my bed and I was wiped out. And I was like, and God told me that every night He wants me to write down a dream that I have that I want to see happen, small or big. And so I was laying there and I was like, I have to write down one dream. And I was just like, I want it to snow. And so I was like, I'm dreaming about snow. I want it to snow tomorrow. And I woke up this morning and I walked out and behold, it was snowing.
Man, thank you, Lord, for snow, Katie.
Yeah, so on Friday, I was able to have lunch with my sister-in-law. And she's been in my life for like 8 years, but she's really private, and she doesn't open up a lot. And so after we got done eating, we sat on her couch, and she just opened up her heart about some things that she was dealing with and going with and going through. And she had just asked me for my opinion and what I thought she should do in this specific friendship. And I just said, well, I don't know, but I know that Jesus knows. And so I just asked if we could pray. And it just invited the Lord's presence. And it was just so amazing, like the weight of his presence. And just like, you know, she started, you know, to cry, but just how he ministered to her. And it wasn't anything I said or did, but just invited his presence to come. And I just know he did a deep work in her heart. So just praise him for that.
Thank you, Lord.
I will attempt to balance her. The last 2 years have been very challenging for us, especially as a newly married couple. Just recently, within the last few weeks, things have just been coming together and falling together even more and more. And so the last year especially has seemed like it was hell on earth, but now it's looking more like it was a restoration of changing the old and new. And so definitely a praise God for that.
Our God of restoration, our God of amazing changes, always looking ahead, always looking forward. Someone else? Andy?
Just thankful to the Lord for just blessing with provision. When I received my paycheck last Friday, I got a raise and a Christmas bonus. So I was like, wow, thank you, Lord, because you don't really necessarily... You know, sometimes we think, well, it's Christmas time, so that's just normally going to happen. But no, it really, really is a blessing. So I just want to praise the Lord for his faithfulness in that.
So good. We're aware of our blessings. I love it. Look at these people coming up. Isn't this great to give glory to the Lord?
Yes. Well, about a year and a half ago, maybe a little more than a year and a half ago, at a mission training weekend, through some powerful worship, I put a hole through Andy's djembe. And this is a big deal to me to get it fixed for him. And the first Friday we went to downtown, this guy come walking down Court Street with a djembe. And I started striking up a conversation with him. And lo and behold, he knew a guy who could repair these things. And so he put me in touch with this guy's number. And I called him. And we just had a real heart connection. He was a Christian man. And through several phone calls and playing phone tag back and forth, and a year and a half later he called me today and said, hey, it's done. And so I was able to bless Andy back. He got his djembe back.
Thank you, Jesus. Testimony.
About a month or so ago, I was looking for a specific exercise bike, and I just asked the Lord, it'd be so nice if someone would give me one. And it was a very specific one. And so I wasn't, you know, I started looking on Craigslist, and I sent off twice to these ads. They wouldn't respond to me. So a couple weeks later, I sent off again and said, you know, what's going on there in North Canton? No response. And then I was at Walmart, and I saw something that wasn't anywhere near as good. But I'm like, well, I need something to help keep exercising, and I'm tired of the treadmill. And then I was at work, and I right after the Walmart thing, and my doctor I work with said... I said, yeah, I was going to get one of these. And he's like, oh, I've got one of those. My mom has it. And this Schwinn Airdyne exercise bike. So it's exactly what I was asking for. And free. Oh, and I got a raise, too, unexpectedly.
I was doing some video editing. And the last 3 days was very frustrating. But anyway, so I was tired, exhausted, frustrated, you know, everything crashed. Anyway, so the morning I heard the Lord said, Enoch, because the video that I'm working on is too long, so cut it into 3 pieces. And of course, I didn't listen. You know, for 2 hours, I was doing everything else. And then I was baking two loaves of bread. And before I put it in the oven, so I put the bread on the, like a pizza peel. And then I usually cut it sideways, like 3 sideways with my knife and put some seed. And before I did that, there's actually already a cut. And the cut is straight up and down and 3 of them. And I said, Nadia, this must be you. You know? And I said, I was like arguing with her, this must be you. But she said, no, I didn't touch it. I said, it's okay, I'm not going to get angry, but, you know, just tell me. And Tom didn't touch it, so nobody touched it. And so for me, that's a, a sign that, hey, cut it in three. So I have the bread still. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Just super quick, I know the Lord is all about family, and I was just sharing with Ann tonight that, I always told the Lord that it would be a miracle if my parents ever stepped foot in this church. And Friday night, my mom's coming with me. So, all right, let's call it in for more. More families coming in. Anybody else? Anybody else? Oh. Well, I just want to tell... Oh, Josh, you have something? Okay.
My mouth been hurting, and I just prayed to my God, and it's all healed.
All right. That's awesome.
Also, I just wanted to tell you, we're working on visas for Brazil, and I always have my passport in one place on my dresser, or it's in my grave. I take overseas to Mozambique and other places. You know that bag. And so I was asked for that when my husband was working on the papers and such. And I opened up what was on my dresser, took it out and gave it to him. And he goes, oh, that's so quickly. And they put it in this special spot with everything else that he was working on. So last night, he opened it up to finish some work on some of the papers, the box, a little plastic box. And all the other passports, his passports and earlier one of mine, were both in there. We're all in there. But the one that he needed for me was not. So we were praying, asking the Lord to show us where that would be. And so we were looking and asking and waiting and praying. And I was praying with Ann as well. And just saying, God, we just have no idea. No idea at all. And so I walked into the kitchen and the Lord told me, he turned around. He said, turn around. Walk into the family room, and then we have an ottoman right in front of our couch. And he said, pick up the lid. And it was buried underneath papers in the gray bag, which neither one of us have any idea how it got there. So we give God glory because that was the Lord. And we commission angels, no matter where it was, to bring that to us. If it had been tossed in the garbage or wherever it was, we don't know. We just said, bring it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And that's what he did. We can hear the voice of the Lord and be led by his voice. And he'll direct us and lead us always in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Anybody else have a testimony? Dominic.
When I came out of school, my mom had a surprise for me, and I got my passport, and one time I'm going to Africa.
All right. All right.
I just want to add to that was definitely a miracle, and the Lord just jumped through hoops, and there was definitely angels involved in that, and just pure faith with that happening, and so... there's lots of details with all the legalistic stuff, but to spare you, it was definitely a miracle that he has his passport now.
Man.
And I met a young man by the name of, I forget his name now, when I went back for Thanksgiving. And he had a lot of pain in his body that I discovered when we were working with him, my brother. And so I got to talk with him about where the pain came from, and he had gone through a number of really bad accidents as a young man. Had severe head and back damage, and he couldn't move his neck a whole lot, and he had a numbing sensation that would come in his right arm. And so I got to talk with him about healing, and we prayed for him, and the Lord demonstrated an increase in ability to turn his head, and then he also, the pain that was associated with his arm, he could lift that higher. He texted me about a week and a half ago, and he said, hey, I just want to tell you that I can turn my head completely. I have no more pain, and I haven't had any more numbing sensation at all. And so it opened up an awesome opportunity for him to know about God.
Amen. Okay, Mark.
Okay. Okay. All right, yeah, I'm very thankful today, actually, mixed feelings, but because the Buckeyes got a bowl band, I don't know if anybody knows that. But anyways, I got a really good piece of... news today. I got moved again at work into a different department, which was totally undeserved, but it's like a commission-making... I don't know how or why they chose me, but I'm going to be making probably over twice the amount I'm making now. So, I mean, well over. Yeah, so it was really undeserved. I mean, I wasn't doing anything special or anything. She just called me in there. I thought I was, like, going to get in trouble for, I don't know, like, but, yeah, really thankful. So thank you, Lord.
So cool. Sounds like God's grace, doesn't it? Amen.
I just want to testify that I had taken two grad school classes, and the fall is always busy and full for me with Christmas programs, and I got an A and a B, and I'm just thankful to God because I did not work that hard for those.
That's awesome. Anybody else have a testimony of praise? This is great. This has been amazing. People have just been rolling up here for the last 10, 15 minutes. This is wonderful. This is what it's all about. Really, just a testify of God's goodness.
Some of you might know, some of you might not, but my parents have been divorced since I was 3 years old. And my father's lived in California, and there's been some strife and some things that have caused me not to be able to see him. he's originally from Nigeria. He's a really awesome man, but there was just some things. But actually, this Friday, I'm going on a plane to California, and I'm going to be with my father for Christmas, and it's going to be the first time I've seen him in 27 years.
Oh, wow. All right, it's restoration. Thank you, Lord. Look at the Lord. Look what he's doing. Anybody else? He's going to continue to worship. Amanda.
Well, in the past few weeks, the Lord has also brought me restoration with my brother. I hadn't spoken to him in like 6 months, and he moved to Colorado, and he came home, and we just had a great time together, and he told me that he wants to move home, and he's moving home so he can be close to me, so, yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Okay, Jamie, this is wonderful. I'm so excited.
Good. How many of you know the Lord's plans for us are filled with hope and a future? Well, this semester, there was a big music injury. Isn't necessarily great news because I didn't pass it again. This is the second time I've taken it, and my scores improved much higher than the first time I took it. It's basically just a skills level competency type of thing. It's not written. You go in there and you do things cold turkey for them, and it's all based on performance. And so I was like 2 points away from passing this thing. And so I didn't pass. Normally that would mean, oh my gosh, it didn't hold me back or anything. Everything is a smooth track from now on when I graduate. But basically, it could mean that I won't be able to take enough classes next semester because there's a few things that I need to take for my major and everything. So I met with my advisor, and we were able to fill up my whole schedule again with 18 credit hours. And so it all fills up to get those gen eds out of the way and able to just keep going the way, you know, graduation date and everything like that. So we don't want to hold anything up. So that was really a cool testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Mark.
Oh, yeah. I also forgot to add, like, the last couple months is the first time I've actually really started, like, tithing. You know, I've given money, like, in the past before, but I've really started, like, you know, figuring out the math and, you know, giving the Lord, you know, giving back to the Lord what is His, and then this just comes out of nowhere, so could credit it to that.
There's more coming now. That's awesome. And amazing, you have a double increase in your job. How about that?
I went from being on academic probation to the dean's list.
Thank you, Lord. Dominic.
One time, when I was sleeping in my bed, my foot was hurting on the back of it. When I started putting my foot on my, like, when I started bending it, and I stand it up on the floor, it started feeling better, but when I stand it up again in the morning, it was hurting. But when I went to school that morning, I was running on the playground, and then when I heard this, like, crack on my foot, then it was all better.
Yay, Jesus heals you. Right. Wow. Anybody else? Anybody else? The Lord's touched them. Something you want to share. Something that you want to celebrate. Something you want to give Him glory and thankful. Be thankful for. Anybody else? Is this exciting? I love it. Thank you, Lord. Look what you do.
I know there's one more grade to be in yet, but I know what that is. I have 3 A's, a B minus, and a B, so.
Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Jose's in the back here. Can we all wave to Pastor Jose? Yay! And he's getting on the Big Bird on Saturday morning, but he will be here on the 23rd. So bring your family. They can meet Pastor Jose. But we want to just lift him up in prayer tonight also. And we'll have a time at the end where we can just lay hands on him and give him prophetic words and blessings and love. How many of us have been totally bomb-blessed since he's been here? Just by what the Lord's released. Isn't this wonderful? Can we just give glory for what the Lord has done here? How what he's released, actually all over the nation. Can we just say thank you, Lord? Praise you, Lord. Can we be on our feet? We're going to worship the Lord. Say thank you, Lord. Look what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jose bringing him here. Thank you for the great releases in the Spirit. And Lord, we choose to be pregnant. We choose to believe. We choose to receive. And if you don't know what that means, listen to the first message in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You are so good. Let's lift our voices up and thank Him and praise Him. We praise you, Lord. Let's open our mouths and praise the Lord, for He's good. God, you're so good. Are you so good? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Exalted, the throne of His throne. Augusta. Best lady.
Oh, yeah.
I think it goes this way for you.
Which way?
This way.
I thought you were a good father. So.
And you know it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. Wow, praise God. I'm so touched and blessed. I have to go back home and see my family. So I'm in home. I have to go back home. In home, I have to go back home. Anyway, wanna say thanks to the Lord and for you too, and everything that you are doing for me. You have been very kind, and oh my God, I don't know, you know, what I wanna tell you is, I'm really encouraged, and I'm going back home with big testimony about what God is doing among you, and my heart will be here. I'm going back home empty. So, really
happy.
For what God is doing. Just wanna read a verse here in the book of Psalms 133. It is about unity. You know this verse very well. It's about unity. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
Wow.
this is good. Really good. In heaven and here where we are. When we live in unity, what is happening when we live in unity? We have so many testimonies because we are in unity. The power of God falls down because we are in unity. His Spirit comes down because we are in unity. And He did it first. We saw Him in three. So we are not just getting in unity. Something has to happen, like happened in three. We saw Jesus on the cross, and to get in unity, oh, something has to die. Because we are so rich. Too much in us. So that's why we are seeing many things destroyed, because we are too much in us. And then we are not going in the place of unity. How many families are destroyed because of lack of unity? How many churches are destroyed because of lack of unity? How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. I am going there. Everything in the place of unity is where I'm getting my victory. I need to consider others than me. I need to be small and let others growing. I need to learn how to save others. Every day I'm dying. Every day. Every day. We are dying. Oh my God, this is my good friend. And how we die? We lose us. You are there, you are not there. You know, you don't know. You are strong, you are weak. We are dying every day. And then we will have not any problem in the place of unity. In our families, we are dying. It's true, we have to die. We consider others than us. Well, in Africa, in our marriage, we have problem because man is a man there. And man is supposed to eat a head of fish. And that means that, you know, I'm bigger than. So, when we got the word of God, we had to die for our wives. And we begin to save our wives. We begin to wash our wives' feet. And we anoint after washing their feet. We bless them. And then we get in the place of unity. Without saving, you cannot get there. Without dying, you cannot get there. You can talk about, but not really getting there. So it's a challenge to live in the place of unity. So difficult and hard when you will be not existing, knowing that you are existing. Because you will not exist because of Jesus in you. And you are going in the lowest places. And then Jesus can use you for unity. I believe is a time where we're supposed to. Churches are supposed to come together. As family, we're supposed to be together. So difficult sometimes. It's not so easy like, oh, I feel the anointing. Oh, it's good, everything. No. We are crying every day. We cry for somebody. We lose what we are. Sometimes we are asking forgiveness for what we didn't do. Because we want to get in the place of unity. We humble ourselves. And then the Bible said, that's why the anointing came. And the anointing broke the yoke. We get free. In the place of unity. Yes, we are free there. And everyone who comes and finds us there, he gets free. Because the anointing is upon us. Why? Because we give ourselves. We are not what we are. Well, a little bit different because in the business of the world, people want to be in highest places and we are going down and down and down and down and down and down. We follow the river and the river always is going down. So that is the challenge in our life. And if we will not do that, we will not see nothing from God. Because God, he works in unity. I don't understand, but sometimes I'm even praying because they are three in one. And everything that they are doing, they have agreement in everything. And now seeing what the church is doing is very different. Me, me, me. because people doesn't want to die. They are not allowing even to be canceled because it's too much. And that caused that they will be dead in the spirit because they are not open to receive from other people. So, just because they don't want to die, they don't want to consider others. And it's like, I know what I'm doing. And Jesus said, I'm doing what I'm seeing my Father doing. That is like, I don't know what I'm doing. Anything that I will see when my Father doing is what I will do. So, my brothers and sisters, we are in the place of unity. It's painful sometimes, because when we get in the place of unity, we need to forgive. Yes, we forgive. And, you know, why we forgive? Because we have to forgive. That we will get in the place of unity. So if you cannot forgive, we will not get there. And when we get there without forgiving, we're gonna go back. So, we get there when we forgive. We give everything to Him. We agree with Him. We are really small without knowing what we are doing. And then the anointing comes. When the anointing comes, we can hear testimonies. The yoke is broken because of the anointing. And I want to tell you that keep in that place of unity. Because you're gonna see what you couldn't see is what God had called you to see. You will do what you couldn't do because it's what God has called you to do. It's not you, it's Him in the place of unity using you because you are in agreement. In your family, you are in agreement. In the church, you are in agreement. And you agree even with a person that is against you. And you say, yes, amen. When he comes to you, cursing you, you bless him. Because you are more blessed than him. You say, yes, amen. Because you are in the place of unity. And when the anointing comes, the blessings comes, He changes you. You keep shining. And people can see His light in you. So I believe you are called for the place of unity. You are not what you are thinking that you are. And you have to empty yourself. Take out everything in you that is disturbing you, is distracting you. Go in the place of unity. You go in the secret place. He touches you. You can hear even more from Him. You can feel how the family is blessed, how the family is anointed, how the family can do things together, how the family can lift His name higher. You go in the place of unity, the anointing flows through you, and we conquer all this Ohio because the anointing is in you. I got to tell you that this is time where really the anointing of God is getting you. And I believe will be some that they're gonna get crazy because they are in the place of anointing and the power of God is coming strong in this area, in this region. God is looking for people like you that you're gonna use them. And God had prepared such a big things. And he is releasing his anointing. And where God says a word, the word is not going back without doing nothing. And I want to tell you that because you are in the place of unity, open your mouth, say good things to the people, and then God will do the rest. God will touch people. God will heal people. God will bless people. You just say the word. And many times we don't need even to say many words. I remember one day I was in New York and other sister took me to the hospital to pray for somebody who was very sick. And when I get there, I just give a hug and I said, God bless you. When we left, she was totally healed. Just a word of God is sufficient. So I encourage you to not live in the place of unity. If you are couples, please keep yourself in the place of unity. You agree with others. Each other, you agree. That's why the anointing comes. Where there's no agreement, the anointing is not there. It's good and pleasant when brothers are living in unity. I believe today God wanna do something in your life. He wanna take you to the place of unity if you wasn't there. If you are not there, you know what is holding you to get there. You exactly know, and you are fighting to get there, but you know what is holding you. And I want to tell you that open yourself and God will get you and he will take you to the place of unity. In the church. Wow. Yeah. In the church, because in many times we are coming in the church, but we are not in agreement. So, just wanna encourage you to say yes, amen. And then you receive from God. Yes, amen, and then you get humble yourself. Yes, amen. You take everything in you out because a download from heaven is coming in the place of unity. Yes, amen. And you die. And when you die, you are not existing no more. It's not you. Don't put yourself in the place that you are not in. Your place is a place of unity. Your place is down, very low. Low. Just go there, low. Sometimes you will cry, but go there. Yeah, it's painful sometimes, but go there. And it's there where you will meet him. Oh. So, I just want to ask you to come forth, and we will pray for more of his unity. And I want to tell you, if you will open your heart for this prayer, something incredible will happen in your life, because it's something strong in the place of unity. We get all together. We say yes. We agree together. So, if you need to be in the place of unity, just jump and come forward. Yeah. Okay, I think you got to forgive some people today. And you got to, sometimes you will be like me, asking forgiveness for things that you didn't do. That is fine, because you'll get in the place of unity. Sometimes, you know, it will take you to cry, but it's good cry when you will cry for unity. I think there's some members of your family, you wasn't getting close to them, and you have reason for that, but I came to tell you that the reason that you have is Jesus went to the cross and he came. He's living now for you. So all the reason that you have for not getting in the place of unity with your brothers and sisters is not existing, because was crucified. And now Jesus is living for you. I believe some will get free, will set it free from even sickness, because it was holding you for God's blessings. Yeah, sometimes we are praying for hard. But, you know, the problem is with you, because you cannot forgive, you cannot, accept to be in the place of unity with others. You cannot humble yourself. So I believe today is your day. Today is a day where you have to go down and tell him, oh, my Lord, sorry, was too much in me. Take it out, because I want to be with you. Sometimes, you know, we used to fight in our marriage, because he's supposed to understand me, she was supposed to understand me, you know. What we have to understand is Jesus. We have to understand Jesus, because he was the big king and he came down. He was in the lowest places. So doesn't matter your reason. You have to be down and down, lower and lower. And the person that has to understand you, when will see you down, he will understand, because it's where Jesus is. So I believe today is your day. A day of your blessing, a day of your joy. Today you're gonna experiment Jesus kisses. Doesn't matter if you are single, you know. Yes, I passed through that. I was asking him to come when I was sleeping, and he was coming, touching me and kissing me, you know, agreeing with him. It was so good, you know. So I believe today you're going to have that experience because, you know, he's the best. He's the best. And you have to get him in lowest places. No one is like him. He's really sweet. Oh my God. Sometimes I remember those times and get so crazy. And today is you, you know, just open yourself and go and meet with him, tell him everything that you have to tell him. You know what you have to tell him. You know what is your problem. You know what you have to do. You know, I don't understand how you are not getting in the place of unity, because it's everything depending on you. You know, you are like a soldier with all kinds of weapons, and you are not using it. So, yeah, just go there. Yeah, I think you can just go there and begin to tell him. Just tell him what you have to tell him. Well. Today I will not pray for you, I will pray for me. You have to pray for you. Yeah. Well, the Father is here, Son is here, and Holy Spirit is here. What do you want? Is something that you want, something special? He's going to give to you, you know. He cannot give you a snake. He's going to give you a fish without head, you American. Okay, let's go to him. Yeah, don't be afraid. He cannot give you a fish with head. He know that you are American. You don't eat a head fish. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for being in this place. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Lord. You open yourself to him. Yeah, tell him what was the problem that you wasn't getting in agreement with him in the place of unity. Just tell him, open your heart. He will not give you a stone. It's fresh bread here for you. Fresh bread. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we open ourselves to you. We wanna live our lives in you, oh, in good way and pleasant way. We wanna get close to other brothers. We wanna live together in unity. Father, thank you for your anointing. Thank you that you are broken the yoke now. Thank you that you are taking out every evil stuff in our family. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to you. Father, we humble ourselves. Father, we say yes. We want to go to the lowest places. We empty ourselves, Lord. Take out everything, everything that is not from you. Father, forgive us. For not living in the place of unity. Father, forgive us for not honoring our wives, our husbands. Father, forgive us. We wanna get there. We wanna get there, Lord. We wanna be in your spirit. We wanna see your anointing flowing. Your anointing flowing. Oh, Rababashika, Rabasika. Father, we wanna see where your wisdom in our lives. We wanna see. Oh, Rababasuka, Rabashika. Your renewing, Father. Renew us, renew us, renew us. We need to be fresh that we will say yes, amen. That we will agree. Thank you, Lord, for letting us together as brothers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For giving us beautiful wives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us good husbands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you are with your husband or your wife, get together with her. Keep blessing her. Just a sign of unity. And humble yourself. If you know that there's some problems that you have in your life that was making you not living in agreement, just humble yourself. Bless your wife or your husband. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you are single, just ask him to come. Yeah, because he is your husband. Yeah, just ask him. Shh. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you can hug him. Just hug Jesus. Yeah, it's true. You know, he is a real one, you know, and just test his kisses, you know, it's true. You got to test him. And you say yes, amen to him. He is really in your life. Yeah. And years ago, Samaritan woman had the experience. So, why not today? Hug him. Receive his kisses. Wow! But please don't run to the seat now. We are still receiving. Yes, Lord. Keep receiving. Yeah, she got him. She got him. Yeah. I was like this. Wow. Yeah, he's really. Just feel him. Wow. Shkababasuku. Just feel him. Oh, bababasiki. Just feel him. Just feel him. Yes, yeah. Yes, he can touch you in the places that you nobody had touched you since your life. Yeah, he's touching you now. Yeah, just feel it. It's true. Feel it. Wow. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking us to the place of unity. Thank you, Lord, for breaking the chains. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see you. Thank you for your kisses. Thank you that this is my night. I cannot go back home without your kisses, without your hug. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Yeah, I feel it, Lord. Thank you for releasing your anointing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Yes. Yeah, wow. I don't know. Sometimes he can touch a husband and the wife will be not touched. Don't be jealous. Yeah, you can say yes, amen. Is that why he gonna come to you too? Yeah, we support each other. Yes, Lord. Yes, Papa. Yes, Holy Spirit. Keep touching us, Lord. Keep opening the doors in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We need you more and more, Lord. Keep coming to us. Keep blessing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for anointing us. Thank you, Lord. Wow. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. More of your visions, more dreams. Thank you, Lord, for a new song. We wanna sing for you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it's true. We wanna sing for you, Lord. Just open your hands and receive. Receive, 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 receive. Receive. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. When we live together in Him, when we allow His Spirit to be in us, how good. This is about oil poured on your hand. Yes, He is pouring His oil upon your hand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Wow! You can receive the oil. You can feel it. He's pouring His oil on your head. Same anointing was in Jesus. He's pouring on your head. The anointing that breaks the yoke. Wherever you're gonna pass through, the yoke will be broken. In your family, the yoke is broken. In your family, the yoke is broken. Oh, where you are working, the yoke is broken. Wow, around your area, the yoke is broken. The demons are running away because of the oil. They cannot resist because this oil upon your heart has a power. This oil breaks the yoke. Doesn't matter how long the yoke was there, but because of this oil, the yoke is getting broken. The yoke is getting broken. The case is getting broken. It is stopping. Now, it is stopping. No more cases. It is stopping now. In all your family. Because of this oil upon you, it is stopping now. The witches are running away. No more. No more in the name of Jesus. No more in the name of Jesus. Oh, His fire is taking a place in your life. Thank you, Lord. I feel that some are receiving healing anointing. Healing anointing. Thank you, Lord. For your anointing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. All the problems are getting solved in the name of Jesus. Because of the anointing. This is not because you are special than others. It's because you agree to stay in the place of unity. And you came together with the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And the anointing, the precious oil, is poured on your head. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Yeah, Just keep receiving. It's your day to receive. The power of God works in weakness. When you feel weak, is the more the power of God is getting you. Keep receiving. Just receive. Just receive. Receive. Go to the lowest places. Wow. Just receive. Just keep receiving. And when you feel that you have to ask forgiveness to somebody, just do it in the name of Jesus. That's how you're gonna get in the place of unity. When you feel that you have to ask forgiveness to somebody, can be here in the church, at home, you know, you just do it. And I believe during all this week, something new you're going to experience. The door is open. The door is open for you to stay in the place of forgiveness. And there is in the house of the Father. Yeah. Where there's a fullness of joy, where there's a healing, where there's a storerooms of everything, everything that you need is there. Everything that you need is there. And the door is open for you to get there. In the place of unity. Your wife is there, your husband is there. Your finances are there. Your anointing is there. And the door is open for you. You're gonna experience new things. Oh, Rababashika, your eyes will see invisible things. Oh, Rababashokorolobosika, he's taking you. This is new journey for you. A new journey, new experience. A new blessing. A new blessing. Wow. For others, this week will be really a quiet week because God is upon you, His anointing is upon you, and He's gonna show you certain things, certain new things, and He's gonna operate in you. Shikararabasuko. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Keep receiving. Keep hugging Him, receiving His kisses. Believing in Him. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. This is your beginning to tap another step of faith. This is your beginning. Another step of faith. No doubt in the house of the Father. Because everything is there. You take another step of faith. Yeah. You take another step of faith. Thank you, Papa. Things that you never did before. And something will happen. Because you are in the house of the Father. In the place of unity. In the place of victory. Oh, in the place of success, Shukararabasika, you are there. And the anointing is strong in you. Yeah. Yeah, and you will feel like you have to pray for somebody. You just do that. Because the anointing is upon you. Yeah, you just do that in the name of Jesus. It's like getting a permission. You have permission in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Papa, for your anointing. Thank you, Papa, for loving us. Thank you for touching us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just wanna ask MP and Pastor Bill to come forward, please. Pastor Bill. Wow. Keep receiving. Yes, Lord. And you will begin to give away today. You will begin today to give away. You are so full. Just feel like all of us, we have to pray for them. Like lifting their arms, like happens to Moses. Wow! So, yeah, your husband. Your love. I thank God for this couple. And I do believe that many good things will happen around the world through these ministries. And we had so many words before we start even this church here. And I'm paying attention for everything that God said, and I can see it happen. And I believe for more, because He is the one, and you know, He has a purpose for this ministry. And is that why I will not believe when somebody will tell me that this is small ministry. I will not believe, because I know that the impact is very big around the world. So let's all pray for our leaders and bless them with more of God's presence. Wow! Many people are praying for leaders. It's so difficult to find a leader. It's not easy. So, they are a blessing from God. Let's bless them. Let's lift their armies. Let's lift the armies, and we support the armies. We support them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for everything, Father, that you are doing through them. We thank you for the vision. We thank you. Oh, Rababashika, for everything that you're gonna do. We thank you for the future of the ministry. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We pray that you will keep blessing them, giving them your vision, giving them a fresh vision, Lord. Every day, every day, every day. Oh, Rababashika, Rebesika. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Rababashika. Father, we bless them with more, Lord. More fuel, less of them. Oh, Rabbi, keep doing what you are doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking them to the place of unity, for taking them to the place of agreement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that what is happening overseas will happen here, Lord. And your anointing will flow and other leaders will understand in the spirit what you are doing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, that everything that is happening overseas will happen around America, Lord, and will be outreaches around America. And Father, we pray for more, Lord, for more, Lord. Do the way you want to do, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your fire, 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 Lord. Thank you for your fire. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Rabba Shikere Lebesike. Oh, Rabba Shikere Lebesike. Oh, Rabba Shikere Lebesike. I can feel something is happening. Something is happening. I see a big network from America to overseas through Frontline Ministries. A big network, a big network, a big network. So many people coming together. Not just people from Frontline. So many people around America coming together. So many people around overseas coming together. Shika Baba Sondoro Lobosike. Ura Baba Sike. I can see real worshippers. I can see the anointing flowing, the anointing of God. I can see prophets, I can see in the name of Jesus. Ura Baba Sike. I can see Ura Baba, the mount of lions shut up. I can see in the name of Jesus. Like God is saying, silence in the court, because this is my time. Silence in the court. Oh, Rababa, he is closing the mouth of the lions. Like he says, he's saying, silence in the court. Oh, Rababa, shokoro lobosika. Oh, Roboboshikara lobosika. No more enemies in the place of unity. Oh, Rababa, shikara lobosika. We are blessers. We are channels of blessings. Channels of blessings. Urababashika. Everybody who is getting our enemies, we are owing him. We owe to bless him. No more enemies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Urababashike. I can feel your hands are on fire. You feel heat on your hands. Pray for somebody. Bless somebody. Urababashika. Bless somebody. Urababashika. You feel heat on your hands. Just bless somebody. Urababashika. You feel heat. Urababashukoroboshike. Urababashika. Just release. Oh, Rababashika, the anointing of God in your life. Just release. This is the beginning. Just release. Oh, Rababashika, just receive from your brother, receive from your sister. Just receive. Oh, Rababashika, strong anointing. Just receive. Yay, receive it, read it. Come here, Mark. I want to pray with you. I said, you need to pray for you today. Wow. Yes, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Mom. Come on, we pray for Mark. Yeah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, friend. Come on, friend. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your anointed man, Lord. Thank you for your anointed, Lord. We pray blessings, spiritual blessings, Father. Oh, Rababa, we pray that you will bless him with your fire. More of your fire. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. The chains are broken in the name of Jesus. Because of your anointing. Your anointing. Your anointing. Your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for his life. Thank you, Jesus, for his future. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you have for him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you will open his eyes to see. You will open his eyes to see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And your light, Lord, your light, Lord, will go before him. Your light, Lord, your light will go before him in the name of Jesus. Everywhere where he goes, your light, Lord, will go before him in the name of Jesus. Your anointing, Father, your manifestation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rababa Shika, just receive, receive, receive the power of God. Receive the power, receive the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rababa Shika, Rebesiki. Oh, Rababa Shika. Just want to pray for people that are saying, I want to get married. And, you know, I want to pray for you. I used to, and God is blessing, you know, people that I'm praying for. So, I want to pray for you. If you want to get married, I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus. You are fine, come here. Oh, Rababa Shika. If you wanna get married, just come here. I wanna pray for you. Good. I wanna pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rababa Shika. Receive more! Shika Baba Shika. Shika Baba Shika. Oh, Rababa. Wow. Look at you. Wow. Wow. Beautiful sons and daughters of God. Wow. What are you gonna say, my God? Well, the day you will be blessed, I will be here in America. I promise you, God will open your eyes. And I wanna tell you that please be a little bit open. Yeah, keep smiling. You don't need to be serious. You know, and wow, look what is happening. Okay. Yeah, don't close your eyes. Just open your eyes because it's possible. Her is here or he is here. So when you will close your eyes, you will not see her or you will not see him. So please open your eyes. I will pray for you. I will close my eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that, Father, you will open your eyes. You will open their eyes to see what you have for them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are blessing her. Thank you for blessing my brother. Wow. Thank you. He is filling her in him. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will show what you have for my brother. You will show him your daughter from heaven. Not from front line, but from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for opening his eyes. Thank you for opening her eyes to see her blessing. Thank you, Lord. That this is from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for that family, Father, that will come together. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for sons and daughters that they will have for your kingdom, in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. So keep praying. And please don't close your eyes. I don't know what you are thinking. I don't know what is your prayer. When you can see beautiful sons and daughters around you, what is your prayer? What you are thinking? So keep praying. God will show you something. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You are so far, you need to be here around. And other thing that is happening, many, they are throwing their nets very far. And then when you throw very far, the fishes are coming closer. And the net is far. So you need to be wise. In Africa, girls cannot say nothing to the guys, even when they are feeling that it is from God. Now I think it's not like here. When you feel that it is from God, just come to your pastor and tell her, and then she will give you advice. Don't be afraid just to dust somebody, even without dust. Yeah, I believe something will happen in the name of Jesus. You are so beautiful in the name of Jesus. And they are coming from heaven, not from here. Yeah. Thank you. God bless you. I will miss you all. And I will be crying on my way back. I love you so much. And my heart is here with you. God, something going on. He did something. She's going to MP. See how God can do things very quickly. Praise God. See. see how God is good? Very quickly. Something is happening. Yes, God. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. I say yes, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I have big bag of testimonies. I will tell the church in Africa about you. You are so awesome in the name of Jesus. Love you. Love you. You are part of history. Yeah. You are part of history. So this is so strong. And it's like just here, we are here. It's something just for here. Going to Mozambique and India, you know, and Ghana. But this is so wide. And we're gonna see it because it's God's time. Something is happening. May God bless you. Thank you, Papa Bill, Mama Mary Pat. Thank you. Where is my father? Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, my father, Troy, and my mom. God bless you. Amen. And bless you all. In the name of Jesus. My sister T, God bless you. And my twin brother, Andy. Ah, God bless you, my friend. She gonna be a first missionary in Palmeira. Yeah. We'll see. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. If God will not open your eyes to see, we will see. I believe he gonna open your eyes to see. If he will not, we will see in Palmeira. Hallelujah. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Let's come up and pray for our family member. Oh! Yeah. Oh, Jose, we love you. Okay, let's come close. Come close. All right. Just come in. Come gather around here. There's many, many parts down there. Wow. Oh, more, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Come. Come on, Pastor Jose. Wow, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. I'm going to pass the microphone around. Keep praying. If you have a specific word or you've seen something in the Spirit, I'm going to ask Ann to start off and pray. Wow, just keep praying for him. More, Lord. Oh, Lord, for this our brother. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He is your son. He is our brother. He is your son. He is our brother. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you sent him here. You sent him here. You sent him here with a purpose. With a purpose.
You spoke to his heart and you told him to come. Told him to come and to speak words to us. And Lord, those words fall on our ears because his words have the power of you. Your words, Lord, your words. And as these words were spoken over us, they fall back on him, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, oh, Lord, more of you. More of your love. More of your love. More of your love. More of your love. A release of his words. A release of his words over us and over him, Lord. A release. A mighty release in heaven. A mighty release that comes to earth, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for this brother. Oh, for Pastor Jose. For Pastor Jose. For Pastor Jose and his heart, Lord. For his heart. Oh, Lord. And for his wife and children who are ours too, our family. He is family. They are family, Lord. Let your hand rest upon them. Let your hand rest upon them. And as it rests, let the power fall. Let the power fall. Let your power fall on them, Lord. Let your power fall. Bless them. Oh, bless them, Lord. Bless them. Oh, oh, more, Lord. More. 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 Yes. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, fall. Fall upon him. Fall upon him. Fall upon him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, for your love. Come on, onore, nene, potore, cattatore. Hey, Dave.
I see angels around you blowing trumpets in all different directions across the world. That there's angels stationed circling around you and they're blowing outward across the earth. Thank you, God, that this man's called to the ends of the earth. That this man, Lord, that Father, the ministry goes beyond Mozambique. The ministry, Father, it goes out, God. That the ministry goes out, Lord. That the frequencies go out now, God, of this ministry, God, of the calling, Lord, that it goes out, Father. In Jesus' name, God, that the trumpets would blow. That the trumpets would blow, God. In Jesus' name, Lord.
I saw the Lord handing you these orange keys. They were dark orange color, and I heard mental disorders and insanity, and I really believe that I saw you praying for someone with insanity, spirit of insanity, and it leaving, and the person being in their right mind. So I just thank you, Lord God, for greater authority, Lord, and Pastor Jose, to moves in signs and wonders and miracles, especially to pray for those with mental disorders. Lord, for those who are afflicted by strong men, Lord God. Father, that you have given him keys, Lord, new keys, Father, for breakthrough in this area, Father. For those with insanity, Lord, and mental disorders and depression, Lord, and autism, and just every mental issue, Lord God, Father, depression, Lord God, that you've handed him keys, Lord God, to see instant breakthrough in this area, instant breakthrough, Lord God. So I pray that may it be so, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, bring those people to him, Lord, that he could even go to a hospital, Lord, and see it cleared out, Lord God. Father, I see it in the spirit, and I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for increase in financial blessing and favor, Lord God. Thank you for divine appointments, Lord God, on the plane ride home even, Lord God, that, Lord, you would give him the words to say, Lord God, and that you would draw those people to him, Lord, who could support the work that you're doing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
I just saw a picture of a racetrack with cars going. I saw a picture of a racetrack with cars, and they were going really fast, and I felt like the Lord was saying it was about industry, and that the industries that the Lord has given you are going to increase and increase, and he's also going to give you more ideas for new business ideas. So, Father, I just bless Pastor Jose with those ideas. Father, we call those ideas from heaven to earth, Lord. Father, I thank you for giving him the keys to acceleration, Father, for the business that he has already and for the other business that you have for him, Lord. In Jesus' name.
As you're listening to the Lord, listen to what he's telling you also about sowing into these ministries. that he has started and the Lord is using him for, all aspects of it, so that he can leave this state with such a major financial blessing, the major breakthrough that God wants to bring in this season, major kingdom financial breakthrough as well. And you may think, well, that's really somebody else. No, it's us. The Lord speaks to us. So listen to the Spirit of God and give generously tonight, please. Anybody else have a word?
I just saw you standing on top of a mountain and looking up with just a big smile on your face. And I believe this mountain represents the political arena in Mozambique. And I believe this mountain is that the Lord's going to give you legs just to climb this mountain with ease. He's going to give you legs to climb it with ease. And a strong, endurance. Stronger than you can't even understand.
Pastor Jose, I just saw that the Lord was going to use you in government, in the government of Mozambique and in the parliament, and just heard that there's room for you in the halls of government. So, Lord, I just pray into that, Father, for Pastor Jose, Lord, that you would take him, Father, to the height that you've called him to, Lord, to be an influencer, Lord, in the nation of Mozambique and beyond, Father, in the nation surrounding, Lord. And I also saw a busload of youth, and then I saw multiple buses in a row full of children, full of youth. And I feel that the Lord's given you the heart to be a father to this generation, and he's given you influence into this generation that's coming up. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all the youth, Father God, the youth of Mozambique, the youth of Swaziland, Father, the youth of the nation surrounding, Father, that you are raising up at this time, Father. I thank you for the vision that you've given Pastor Jose for their lives, Father God. Lord, for their destinies, Father. I thank you that you've called him to be a father to these children, Lord. I thank you for giving him the resources, Lord, giving him the strength, Father, giving him the influence, Lord. Just thank you for that.
Pastor Jose, I see that stepping stones again that go up Mozambique. The stepping stones that become pillars. I believe because of the apostolic ministry, it's in your heart. Call out those apostolic leaders that are becoming stepping stones up the country of Mozambique for its development. Specifically, its development. I see lots of development, but I see lots of pillars. Pillars in Mozambique rising up out of stepping stones that just go all the way up to create a platform for great, great, great release to go out from Mozambique. Father, I thank you for the apostolic anointing that you release to release. For the pillars to raise up from stepping stones, to raise up into pillars so your kingdom can be established more, 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 more. Higher, higher, higher. Those pillars go lower. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa.
I just saw an image of me actually dying, and I'm actually really happy. It's amazing to know that death is such a wonderful thing, and that I know that I saw light coming out of me, and it's just a beautiful image, and I know that all of us are beautiful. Special and just the way that you want us to be, and that you're just amazing. You give us courage. You tell us where to go. You tell us what to do. And when we listen to you, everything just somehow awesomely works out. And you're just amazing.
I see a picture of a castle. And it's like a fairy tale castle. And the flags are flying. It's a wonderful place. And there's a fence around it. And there's angels stationed all around it. And with their swords facing out. And I think that it represents your home. Because a man's home is his castle. And this is to encourage your heart that whenever you are doing the Lord's work and you are out doing it, your home will be secure and safe. And that when you come back, it will be like a trip to Disneyland. Lots of fun.
Pastor Jose, I see you as a tree firmly planted
and a strong tree. And usually trees, they only produce one kind of fruit. But I see on this tree it has apples and oranges and pineapples and bananas and almost any kind of fruit that you can imagine. And I just believe the Lord is just in agreement with what other people have said tonight, that He's just increasing, 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 increasing what He wants to do in you, that it's not going to look like anything normal. It's not going to look like a normal orange tree or a normal apple tree, but there's going to be fruit of all kinds on that tree, and it's going to be what the Lord has blessed you with. So Father, I just thank you, Father God, for Lord fruit, Lord God, fruit that remains, Father God, different kinds of fruit, Lord God, that you will just increase, Father God, Pastor Jose, in all areas, Father, that you would continue to give him creative ideas in ministry, Father God, Lord, that you will continue, Father God, to allow him to be the father, Father God, of many different people, of many different Lord, that you would just allow him, Father God, to increase in all areas, Father, in Jesus' name.
Earlier, the very first time I met you and you prayed for me that my eyes would be opened, I saw chariots of fire, and I saw them again tonight, but this time you were actually riding one of these. They were actually like chariots with the wheels and the horses' manes and hooves actually on fire, and I believe that they're angels of protection that will just carry you wherever that you're going, that you will be protected by these chariots or by the angels that are with you.
Pastor Jose, I saw this picture. I didn't understand it at first, but it was a big, huge press, and it was a machine press, and it was bigger than your body, and it was square. And I just kept seeing the machine press you, and you were under the machine, and it kept pressing you, and it kept going up and down and pressing and pressing, and every time it was pressing, you kept saying, more, more, Lord, more, Jesus, more, more. And every time you kept saying more, you would get smaller. Ho! 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 So Father, I release that word, ho, that the Spirit of Christ and the more would be released in Pastor Jose in fullness, Father, in power. Ho, in unity with your Spirit, Father, as you press down on him, Father, in your Spirit and your power, Lord, that he would cry out more, 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 Jesus, more, 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 and that he would decrease, but that you would increase, ho, and expand the territory, Lord. Expand the territory of his heart, Father. Strengthen him, Father, to say more. Strengthen his heart, Father, to say more. Strengthen his heart, Father, to say more, Jesus. More, Jesus. More. More. Father, I call and release the more of the kingdom of heaven. Father, in fullness, Lord, just more. More, more, whatever that means in all the areas and all the realms, Father, that you've called him to. Father, that his destiny would be fulfilled in you, Jesus. In every area of his life, Father. Oh.
Ever since we began praying, Pastor Jose, I just kept hearing the word influence, influence, influence. And as Teresa was sharing her word just now, it made sense because I saw this little man with this little flask of oil. And I just heard the Lord say that you would be this little man that has this great humility, this little man with this influence that will come out of this small area of Africa, that this influence, this little man that will anoint kings, that you will have influence over the world, that you will be this man of humility that is so small that you will be anointing kings, you will be influencing rulers and kings. And as you stay in this place where God keeps pressing you, as Teresa said, your influence will just grow and grow, and you will call down the words from heaven, and you will anoint kings and rulers and help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through kings and rulers of this world. As you stay small and humble with your flask of oil, this little man will have this great influence.
I saw a picture of a butterfly that was flying through this big storm, but it wasn't wavered or moved by the wind. And then as the butterfly continued to fly, it began to crash through these large walls, as if they weren't even there. And then in the picture, it zoomed in on the butterfly, and the wings were actually made out of gold.
The thing I believe the Lord is saying is that your life will be marked by something that will defy the natural expectation. It will be defined by the supernatural, that the peace and the joy that guide on barriers, and that as people come in close to see you, they will see a heart of pure gold. They will see the purity, the love of God. And as people draw into you, that they will see Christ, they will see God, and that your entire life will be marked by the supernatural and defying all the odds and the expectation.
The Lord just reminded me of the vision I received 24/7 about Pastor Jose, that about water holes, God has given you a key to provide water in the water holes for people who are dying in the desert, people who are thirsty. And this water is not just any water, it's living water. And God has provided you, as you're going lower, you are actually channeling those water to the one who are dying.
When we first started praying, I just heard, I actually saw the word destiny. And I just heard the Lord saying that He's going to call you into your destiny in a greater measure, just the destiny for the ministry. And I saw the Lord actually taking Mozambique as the epicenter of something, that the Lord's just going to expand in every direction throughout the world. And then I saw that the Lord was speaking that this expansion, the weight of the ministry and the influence and everything that the Lord has made as its destiny is going, the weight of it is going to make it propel even faster, so that there's going to be acceleration in this expansion.
I've been seeing the keys as well, and that Pastor Jose, you are the creator of keys, and that these keys will unlock all the doors that need to be unlocked over in Africa, and that these doors will be unlocked for people that you go to, that you create these keys, that doors of open opportunities for other people, and that there will be no door that you cannot unlock with all these keys that you are creating. Gosh, my heart's beating so fast. We just pray in Jesus' name that these keys will fall. I'm sorry. Just bless you. You're amazing. I don't know you, but you're amazing. Thank you, Lord, for me just being in your presence in front of you, Lord. In front of you, Pastor Jose. Just, you are just amazing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor Jose, I've seen it before, and I just see the Lord just putting on you a coat of many colors, like Joseph, like your namesake, and I just hear the Father saying that you are a favored son. That you are a favored son. Holy. And just as Joseph in the natural experienced conflict with his family, I just hear the Lord saying that He's going to bring a restoration to your family, to your natural family. Ho, to your brothers, to your family. Holy. Holy Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for that spirit of restoration that, Father, that Pastor Jose has been sowing out, Father. And I thank you that now he's moving into a time of harvest. Father, in Jesus' name, of increased harvest, Father. Ho. Ho. That, Lord, it would be just a continual season of harvest, Father. We just release that over him, Lord. Holy. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name for the divine appointments that you're orchestrating, Father, for him. And Pastor Jose, I just, as others have spoken, they seeing you as being a person of influence in the nations. And I see you being a person of influence under trees, on one-on-one conversations, in communication with people that are in high governmental authority and positions, but you're relating them to them on a level that no one else is related to them on, because you value them for who they are, not their position. Holy, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for that heart that you put in Pastor Jose, Lord, and that those doors will open in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
when Tiana shared her vision with the tree and the different types of fruit, and she said that there were pineapples on the tree, the first thing that I thought was, pineapples don't grow on trees. And the Lord spoke to me that that's really significant, that even in the natural, where man would say that's not possible, that fruit is going to come out of that tree. So that's the fruit that's growing out of you, Pastor Jose, is things that even other people would say is impossible. Because with God, all things are possible.
Pastor Jose, I just I heard two words, creative strategy. And I just felt like the Lord is going to bring you to places where there's going to be people that are not going to know what to do. And I just really feel that you're going to have such precision, such accuracy to navigate through situations. And just the Lord's just going to bless you with that in this next season. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for that incredible precision, Lord God, that incredible accuracy, Lord. Father, that even just one word, like what he spoke earlier, God, that he's going to have more of those. He's going to have more of those in this next season, Father. Just that one word, just that one blast, Father God, that just shifts things, Lord God, where people don't know what to do when they're frantic. Father, he comes in with such peace and he just says, yep, this is the answer. Because, Lord, you are the answer, Lord, in those situations. I speak that over him, Lord God, Father, in what you're going to do, Lord God, as he goes back to Mozambique, Father, and wherever he goes after that, just bless him, Father, in Jesus' name.
When we just started praying, I just saw a swirling of the fire of the Holy Spirit around Pastor Jose. And Pastor Jose, when I saw this, what I saw was, it was the fire was becoming more and more obvious as it grew bigger and bigger, because it was the presence of the Lord just swirling around you, because he is blessing your faithfulness that you have had for him. And he's just going to use that to just increase in the nations, and it's going to increase to effect where favor and just provision is going to just follow after it. It's going to be attracted to that fire, and it's going to attract authority to that fire, authority in new areas and in new realms. That's what I
just, every time I think of you, besides tonight, just looking at you and hearing over and over again, man, he is a man of no compromise and such a pure heart. And I just kept hearing that over again from Matthew chapter 5. It talks about all those blessings and everything that Jesus talked about. But just wanting to speak two specific ones that I heard really loudly in my heart and blessing you with that. So blessed are you, Pastor Jose, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because you will be filled even more than you have been filled up to this point because of your purity of heart, because you have sought after the Lord more than anything else and you have made him first in your life. And blessed are you because you are pure in heart. You shall see God. And I just thank you, Father, for Pastor Jose and his amazing heart of compassion and love for the lost, Lord God. Not only the lost and broken and lowly places, Father, but those who seemingly are in high places, Father God. He has a big heart for just a huge spectrum of people that are on your heart, Father God. And I just thank you that you'll continue to raise up people around him, Father God, as he is a forerunner in his country, Lord God. He is a forerunner for you because of his purity, Lord God, and because there is no compromise in his heart. Father, I bless that. I bless that. And I know that you bless that. And you are pleased. You are pleased with Pastor Jose Novella. You are pleased with his wife, who is also sacrificed as well. I bless both of them, Father, because they are one and they have laid themselves down for you, Father God, and they have been an example to so many other people, Father God, Lord, who may not have ever say this to Pastor Jose, but you are an example, and you are so humble, and people are so blessed by that. You are a huge influence, and the Lord so wants to use you even in greater ways. As everyone has been speaking over you, you are a man of influence because you are a man under God's influence. So I just bless that in you in Jesus' name, that he would increase in you and those around you, that he would raise up an army of lovers, lay down lovers around you. Father God, when you feel that there's not enough hands to do this, there's not enough hands to do that, he's bringing them. He is bringing them to you, and he's going to multiply, Father. He's going to multiply them. Thank you, Lord.
I just saw a pastor just say you on your knees fervently praying in tongues and just crying out to the Lord. And I also saw your head just ideas churning up, just ideas that for the kingdom. And only thing, other picture I saw was like a snow globe shaken up. And I saw all of heaven opened up with gold dust raining down on you. So, Father, we just ask for all of heaven to be opened up for all the purposes and plans that you have for Pastor Jose. And there'll be no lack, no lack for your kingdom purposes, for what Pastor Jose wants to do. No door will be shut. He has the keys to have them open by the power and might of the Holy Spirit, Father. Thank you, God, that you're laying groundwork and you're using him in Mozambique, Father, to advance the kingdom, Father. Father, just every need will be met. There'll be just every financial burden will be taken care of because he trusts in the good shepherd. He shall not want. And he has that revelation, Father, of the good shepherd. So, Father, we just bless him. We just bless him. We sow into him because we know, Father, that he is advancing the kingdom, God. We just bless him and bless him and pray for him and constantly lift him up, Father, to keep him in good health, keep him safe in his journey back. Keep him in your arms, your loving arms, his family, his ministry, and just be multiplied all around him. Father, increase in him, less of him and more of you, in Jesus' name.
Just from the beginning, I've just heard sons and daughters, Lord. I just thank you that you've raised Pastor Jose up to be a good daddy, to be a good father. Many sons and many daughters, Lord, that he's not even touched the tip of it, Lord. Just thank you for that. I thank you for true sons and true daughters of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Just bless him, Lord, with that. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you for those sons and daughters that will go to the nations and that will just bring in the kingdom wherever they go. Just thank you, Lord. Just bless Pastor Jose and Linda that they're a mother and father after your heart, Lord. Bless them. Bless Samuel. Bless Sharon Rose. Each one, Father, just thank you, Lord. They are and they become and they raise up sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I just heard the Lord say that your shadow is going to begin to heal people, that where you walk, that you won't even have to turn or fix your eyes on them, that the Lord's going to do all the work through your shadow. Because you are his tabernacle, you are just a shadow of heaven. And the other thing was that that he wants to give you the desires of your heart for the things that you might have pushed aside or not seemed as important as laying down your life for the ministry, that those things that you've tucked away and maybe forgotten and thought they just weren't important, that he's going to give you those desires of your heart. Because he loves your smile, and he just wants to see you smile, and they are important to him, and those things that, just the things you buried away, maybe childhood dreams, and things like those that you might have forgotten, but he hasn't, and he just wants to do it just to see you smile.
Seeing gold dust on Nathan's face and on my hands.
Yeah, just look around. I'm sure there's gold dust on you. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sign and wonder. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a great night. We know that Solomon asked of the Lord great wisdom, and I know you, Jose, that's what you desire, to walk humbly with your God, and you are raised up by him, and I see that mantle over you just of great wisdom and great favor the Lord has. I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Jose and him, truth that just resonates all through his body. Truly, Jose, you are a man of great faith. When Jesus said, I marvel, I've never seen such great faith in all of Israel, when he was speaking to the centurion whose servant wanted to be healed and needed to be healed,
And he said, just say the word and he shall be healed. I'm a man under authority and I understand. And so you understand that great realm, that glory realm of authority being released through you. And Papa is very pleased that the closeness that you have with Papa is growing and growing and growing, just as Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. You are coming into greater revelation of what that's looking like and how that's walked out. And that's spreading out to the nations. So just as you were taking sugar from the pioneer sugar bag at our house, the Lord speaks that over you. You are a true pioneer in the faith, true father in the faith. And we bless you with all these words, and we bless you in Jesus' name for all that he's doing in you, upon you, through you, and your family. Linda and Samuel, Sharon, Rose, and Esther, and anyone else you bring into your family that the Lord has put on your heart. We just thank you for that. Such a beautiful inheritance you have, and that you keep nothing for yourself and you give it away because you are a man who does not want. Thank you for modeling that. Thank you for demonstrating the Father's heart and the Father's love to us. And thank you for showing us what it means to be in love with Jesus and Holy Spirit and Papa. Three in one. Yes. May we emulate who the Lord is in your life as you are a man who truly loves him, is in love with him, and is determined to know the children of God by the Spirit. We thank you. Thank you for blessing us. In Jesus' name. Did you have a word?
I was just wanting to say that I saw myself jumping on a trampoline, and somehow this trampoline was able to take me higher than higher and higher than I've ever been able to jump before. And this trampoline is just so amazing feeling that I know it's a wonderful place to be. And I thank you, God, for everything that happens right now and forever and ever, amen.
Pastor Jose, for the last 10 minutes, as I've been looking down on you and you've been receiving all these words, every time I look at you, I just see kiss marks all over you, your face and the top of your head and your neck and down, like, you know, where your shirt, I just see these kiss marks. They're like tattoos. They just stick on you, just have these kiss marks, and I know they must be from the Lord. So be kissed.
The word says, kiss me with the kisses of your lips. Your love is better than wine. Wow. So I thank you, Lord, for the new wine. And Pastor Jose, that spreads, multiplies, and spreads. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. Take your pens. Take your pens to your checkbooks. And write a big check with many zeros. Oh, don't walk away. Listen to the word. Or go online and do it tonight. Mike has an announcement. Friday night at 6:30. Come and bring your families. The anointing is growing here. Bring them. Encourage them. You must ask them. Why don't you come? It'll be great. And then Christmas Day is Sunday. Stay home with your families and just spread the love of Jesus. And then we'll see you for New Year's Eve celebration. New Year's Eve celebration on New Year's Eve. And then New Year's Day, we're going to go into 2012 with a bang. So who wants to do that? Prophetic worship. Decreeing and declaring. So that'll be Sunday night. New Year's Day, Sunday night at what time? 6 to 7:30. Okay, Tiana has an announcement about the celebration.